At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, seekers of the strange and mysterious. I'm Michael May, and welcome back to A Study of Strange, where history's unsolved bizarre mysteries, eerie phenomena, and forgotten tales take center stage. Today, we're pulling back the curtain, so to speak, to reveal what's coming to the podcast, a compilation, a taste, a tease of some, but definitely not all of the stories that I'm planning to do in 2025. I'm very excited. This coming year's lineup is packed with stories that I've already been diving into, really enjoying, and they're going to leave you questioning, I don't know, reality, and maybe even leaving the lights on at night. So let me get into the compilation of some of the topics we'll be doing here. And we're going to start with a trip to some ghost towns. Why are we so intrigued by ghost towns? Is it because they're a piece of history that you can feel and touch, like stepping into a time machine? Or is it that the tales around these places, some of them true, some of them folktale, give us something to feel tangible and perhaps even teach us something about our own existence? These tales usually involve dreams that are lost, fortunes that are made and squandered, and sometimes lingering spirits. So this coming year, we're heading to some of the most haunted ghost towns in America. A few examples. Bannock, Montana. Picture this, the gold rush of the 1860s. Bannock grew very quickly. It was once a bustling, wild frontier town, but as quickly as the gold dried up, so too did the people. And what was left behind? A ghost town with chilling tales of a tyrannical sheriff who was playing both sides of the law. His name was Henry Plummer. Plummer and other gang members were hanged in town, and some say his spirit has never left. Bannock was the short-lived capital of the Montana Territory and was all but abandoned before the 20th century, but today you can still tour it and step into a place that represents a wild, lawless Western Territory town from the mid-1800s. But Plummer isn't the only supposed ghost. There could be others, including a man who killed young children in a nearby river. And this man himself claimed the ghost of his victims were haunting him while he was still alive. Do his restless victims still haunt the decrepit buildings of Bannock, Montana? Another example that I'll cover is Bodie, California, a town so cursed that the locals have a name for it, the Bodie Curse. You steal so much as a rock from the site, they say, and bad luck will follow you. But the spirits there? They don't just stay in the background. They're known for slamming doors, appearing in windows, and leaving visitors with the unmistakable feeling of being watched. Is Bodie merely a tourist attraction? It is a very popular ghost town. Or is there some truth to the local legends of the hauntings? Both towns and more are filled with strange and off-putting stories, and maybe something even stranger. Are you ready to find out? Next, we'll explore one of the most baffling disappearances in New York history, and it deserves to be told. This is a story about Dorothy Arnold, and she wasn't just another face in the crowd. She was a wealthy socialite in New York City, destined to lead a life much like that of characters in the Gilded Age, if you guys watch that HBO show. Yet in December of 1910, she walked out of her home, did a little shopping, bought a book, saw a friend, and then vanished without a trace. No ransom note, no body. There were few suspects, including a romantic partner of a kind. She was just an elegant young woman who seemed to have disappeared into thin air. Two big questions have always stayed the same with the history of this case. Was she a victim of foul play? Or did she choose to vanish, to leave, to escape her societal expectations? Dorothy Arnold's story is one of heartbreak, unanswered questions, and a mystery that has eluded detectives for over a century. And we're diving deep into every lead, every theory, and every haunting clue. The next segment here, this topic is a doozy. It will most likely turn into a multi-parter, and it's about Nazis in Los Angeles. And I'll start with this. Just shortly after Pearl Harbor, the whole country was on alert. In California, defensive stations were set up along the coast, including in major cities like Los Angeles. One night, something was seen in the sky, something unidentified. The military began shooting, and this strange event is known as the Battle of Los Angeles. It was a night of fear and chaos, and no one ever really figured out what they were shooting at that night. Now, the Battle of Los Angeles is its own story, and what we know from recorded history is that enemy submarines were within eyesight of California, but did you also know that the enemy was on land, too? And here's where we're going to explore some stories. There was a sinister Nazi presence growing right here in America, even before the war. There was, I'm sure you've heard of the American Bund, or the American Nazis is a sort of a simpler way to say that. And there were also spies trying to infiltrate Hollywood. Where I'm going to focus, though, is on particular, is local legends in Los Angeles around Nazis. Ever since I moved to LA, a long time ago now, I've heard of the Murphy Ranch, a place in the Palisades where a supposed group of Nazis lived and planned to influence Americans, American culture, American pop culture. It's an abandoned property that people hike to this day. And they tell each other stories of that, you know, Nazis lived on this property. But not everything about this story is true. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Additionally, while working in Sun Valley, which is just north of Burbank in the Los Angeles area, I would often have lunch at a restaurant in Shadow Hills, and this restaurant had been built and owned by a man who also built a beautiful mansion up on the mountain above the restaurant. This man, he was a German immigrant, and allegedly, he held Nazi meetings at the restaurant in the house, and even had Hitler secretly visit him before the war. To this day, there are rumors of secret tunnels beneath the home. But could any of this be true? Mark Twain. The name conjures up visions of steamboats, mischievous boys, and biting satire. But what if I told you that Twain wasn't finished writing after he died? In the 1910s, a woman named Emily Grant Hutchings claimed that Twain's ghost dictated an entire novel to her from beyond the grave. Critics panned it. It wasn't well received. Skeptics mocked her. But Hutchings stuck to her story. The book still exists, and so do the questions. Could it really be the work of Mark Twain, or was this a desperate literary hoax? And more importantly, what does it say about our connection to the afterlife? This episode will have us exploring the veil between life and death and what it means for creativity and potentially communication. Finally, let's take to the skies. Pilots are trained observers. They know their aircraft, their altitudes, and the mechanics of flight better than anyone. So what happens when pilots start reporting UFOs or UAPs? We'll share some of the most compelling accounts that I've come across from pilots who have witnessed strange lights, impossible maneuvers, and objects that defy explanation, all while flying thousands of feet above the Earth. Some examples, one of the most famous accounts comes from former Navy pilot Ryan Graves, who witnessed off the coast of Virginia Beach objects both via camera and radar that behaved and moved unlike any known aircraft. And they even caused safety concerns for pilots that were investigating these things. Some of the footage which has been released has shocked not just those that love these kind of stories, but even members of the military and Congress who held a hearing about these unidentified flying objects. And one description that I absolutely love from these objects is that it was a dark cube in a clear sphere. Another example of stories we'll cover is a recent incident that was caught on camera by a pilot, Captain Rudd, of a Boeing 747 flight from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia to Abuja, Nigeria. The pilot and his co-pilots witnessed and filmed three unidentified flying objects, though the pilot later said that he saw at least four, but there's three in the video. They were traveling at faster than normal rates and in odd formations the pilots had never seen before. These strange lights were at first thought to be a plane, but it wasn't showing up on radar. Then they assumed it was a star, but it was moving. So their opinions changed. Maybe it was a satellite. No, satellites don't move like this. It was very bizarre. And that's when it appears that the light then became multiple lights. And the pilots knew that they couldn't explain this phenomena. I'm a skeptic. You all know it. But generally, one topic, since I've started doing this podcast for the last few years, that has started to chip away at my skepticism and my beliefs are accounts of strange things in the sky. I'm still no expert on these stories. I don't know a lot of UFO stories or accounts. So every time I cover one, I really learn a lot. And researching stories for this particular episode that's coming out from the military and commercial pilots and even private citizen pilots, it's making me question a lot of my own beliefs. That's a simple way to say it. So I'm really excited about that one. So there you have it. Haunted ghost towns, missing people, true crime, Nazis in Los Angeles, ghosts, UFOs. Those are just some small examples in no particular order of stories that will be coming out in 2025. Thank you all for continuing to support and listen to A Study of Strange. And subscribe now so you don't miss a single moment and a single story coming to us in 2025. And remember, the truth really is stranger than fiction.